Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and we answer some questions that you've sent in. We've got quite a list, so let's jump in, sugar.
Joe, my kids are young and are addicted to their iPads. When I tell them time is up, it's a temper tantrum. Sometimes I just give in and give it back to them because I can't handle the fighting. Any advice?
Hey, you need to grow up.
I see that everywhere we go. Kids, like, it's the new babysitter.
It is the new babysitter.
You can be in restaurants and kids sitting there glued to an iPad.
Not eating their food even.
Mm-mm. They, they're on a plane. They're sitting there on their iPad. Of course, I do get that on a plane.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you can get obsessed with anything. Playing baseball, soccer, Little League, music. People got kids in their bedroom all day long listening to music. So, you need to restrict certain things. I remember when I was a parent, and it's very different. Nobody can do what I did. I didn't have anything electronic in any bedroom. There's no TV, no radio, no cell phone. There's a bed. God designed the human to sleep a third of the life. Go to bed, go to sleep, get up, come downstairs. Big screen TV, got a computer there in the kitchen. Whatever you need, we'll supply. Most time I played outside. As a kid, I played outside. We dug in the dirt. We didn't have computers. So it's a great learning tool, but I'd certainly restrict what they're watching, what they're playing, because most of the stuff on computers for kids is horrible. It's just mind-wrenching horrible. They're not making your kids smarter or better. They're not going to improve your IQ. So
I have one kid that was a total outdoor kid, and another kid that could have just done nothing but play video games. And the problem with when you give in and let them have it, is that now they know that they, if they push you long
they
enough,
can push you.
You'll give in.
They're controlling you.
So what I would say is,
tell them what you did.
I would say, well, first of all, even when they got in college, I'd say we got to eat. I'd say everybody put your phones in the middle of the table, and whoever touches their phone first pays the bill.
Yep.
Those phones would still be sitting there if we were there. And that helps. That kind of stuff helps. And I'd say, okay, now say you got 15 minutes left. Now in 15 minutes, if you give me attitude, tomorrow you're going to get 15 minutes less.
Yeah.
But you got to stick to it. You have to stick to it when you see it. Because I do think we've kind of gotten to an extreme in there. And it's easy to just shove an iPad in front of a kid's face.
Yes, it is.
But
we didn't have that advantage.
Well, and they're not learning communication skills, and they're withdrawing, and da-da-da-da. It does help. In some ways, it does help. I mean, some of these kids are way more creative.
Yeah, buddy.
Stuff like that. But, I was thinking about that. What was that one cartoon called? I think it was Wall-E, where everybody was doing a video, and everybody had gotten so lazy. I mean, it's like they're just laying like blobs on this thing because they had no exercise.
Yeah.
And so, I think I would definitely limit it. But if they have an attitude, it would get shorter, or they'd have to skip a day or something.
And you can't start yelling. If you're going to start making a rule, you got to just be real calm, do it early in the day. Guys, we're going to have to get a handle on how much we're watching here. So we're going to set up a certain time limit here and give the rules. And, as long as you obey the rules, it'll be good. Enjoy yourself. Now I'm going to control what you watch on that thing. But when the time's up, you're going to hand it back to me. If you don't, we'll take it to the Goodwill.
Listen, one time I said to my kids.
Yeah, tell this.
Well, this is about sharing, but this is about keeping your word with them. I said to my kids one time, my daughter was a terrible sharer. And I said, the next time that you don't share that toy, that toy is going away forever. She goes, forever. I go, forever. It's not coming back. We're not buying a replacement. It will be gone forever. So she goes, okay, two toys we had to take to the Goodwill.
And awesome story.
And it was a hard little drop off we had. But from that point on, I'd say, are you sharing? She'd go, hand it to him just as fast as she could. So it changed everything. They have to know that you're going to keep your word.
Yes.
So if you say, set a timer and say, when this is up, then when that bell goes ding down with the iPad.
And you can't go getting emotional with them with it. You just got to do what you said.
If they don't go down, then take them, put them away and say, you've lost the privilege for tomorrow. I guarantee you, if you do that once or twice.
Yeah, buddy.
You'll never have to do it again. So they just think they can whine until you will give up.
Yep.
And you do not want to
no, you don't want to empower them. You do not want to empower them, no. Woo, sugar.
All right. Well, let's see. Joe, when you are in a blended family, if you have a stepdaughter whose father is still alive, who she visits with every other weekend, how do you handle a situation where the stepdaughter is telling her dad about issues and family information, private family info?
Well, when you're in a blended family, number one, if you marry into somebody, you marry a lady that's already got kids, you're the stepdad. And you're not the real dad, and they're going to tell you that. And you need to be up front. Listen, I know I'm not your real father, but I love you more than your real father. Your real father's not here, but I'm here. And so you get to go visit over the weekend. So you want to go there and act stupid, go ahead. That he's your dad over there for the weekend. But when you come back here, we do things different in this house. And so you sort of set up the boundaries. You can't be God where you're not at. I'm not over there. But when you come back inside the door chair, we don't do that here. We don't talk like that here. We don't watch that here. We don't play that here.
Well, I think there's kids of certain ages. You can't stop them. They're going to say stuff.
Yep.
And you might as well get used to that. Because, I mean, my kids have embarrassed me to my core before.
Yeah.
I didn't think I could blush as hard as I did. But so you can't stop that. All you can do is work on you and be a good example in your home.
Yes.
So then she'll tell the good things and the bad things. One thing I learned a long time ago when I was going through divorce was, it was very liberating actually, was I stopped caring what other people thought about me. Because I thought everybody's just telling stories, lies are flying, all this junk is flying around. And
you can't fix everybody, you're not God.
The Lord spoke to me and said, two things, focus on what matters most, which I knew was my children. And then he said, do not defend yourself. Let me do it. And
huge.
So I never did. I would just, you know, whatever. And time has told the story.
Yes, it has.
The truth came out.
Truth comes to the surface.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't worry about it. The truth will come out. And sometimes a kid will tell a story and it's like, wait a minute, that's not how that went. Well, my kids, for example, my kids say to this day, remember that time we ate spaghetti every day for a year? I say, we never ate spaghetti every day for a year. It might have felt like you ate spaghetti every day for a year.
I love it.
But you didn't eat spaghetti every day for a year. But it's in their minds, it's as real can get. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. They torture you a bit. But yeah, I just would let it go. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Joe, how do you trust your spouse again after betrayal? I feel like I can't tell when they're lying or telling the truth anymore.
Well, you just gotta believe everything they tell you is the truth. Be sure your sin will find you out, the Bible says. If you've had an affair or falling out or whatever, something's happened and you're back. And we know couples that still have great marriages that have gone through this. And they made up their mind, no, I'm going to love you till Jesus comes. I don't care what you did. I forgive you, and we're going to go on. And number one, you don't dig up the past. You don't bring it up. But number two, how do you trust? You just do. I'm not God. I can't follow you around all the time. You want to go have an affair? Go have one. But if you ever have another one, they'll shoot this thing in the foot, and that'll be it. I'm trying to love you, but you won't let me, so I'll let you go and find me somebody else to love. And that sounds hard, but this is the truth.
One time, my son, it was my birthday last week, and my son asked me, "Well, tell me, in 60 years of wisdom, what do you think is the thing that you wish you'd have known when you were younger? And I said, well, if I was going to say it off the cuff, I'd say worry is a wasted emotion.
Yes. Golly, Ned. Bumper sticker.
Because you can worry all day long whether that man is going to cheat, whether he's going to lie. If he's going to cheat, it doesn't matter if you get a microscope over him every day. He can find a way to cheat. Yep. And so, everything that I've ever worried about, the next week it was not even a thing. So if you're going to give it a chance to move forward in the relationship, you got to quit looking through the filter of the past.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
And say, you know what, we're going to have to turn the page here. I'm going to give you a fresh start, but then I need you to do a couple of things, and that would make me feel more comfortable.
And if you do that, you're putting the pressure back on them. I'm not going to follow you around. I'm not going to check your emails. I'm not going to check your mail. You want to sin, sin. I'm not going to follow you around. But
it'll come out.
Yeah, the truth will come out. And that puts the pressure. Oh, man, they're trusting me. Oh, man, they're trusting me. I can't do that. They're trusting me. And the pressure's on them because people, even unbelievers will do that. Man, they're trusting me. I can't do this. They're trusting me. And so it'll put pressure back on the right way. It's a God thing to do.
It is. Guys, we love you so much. We thank you for joining us every Monday here on Mailbag Monday.
We love Mailbag Monday.
Yeah, we love you. You guys have a great week.
Thank you, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.